The National Council of Resistance of Iran is actually the parliament in exile of the Iranian resistance. It has some 500 members from different political tendencies and backgrounds. It's headquartered in Paris. It has 25 committees dealing with various issues. And the parliament in exile would be the foundation for the provisional government once the regime is overthrown and would act for 6 months. And during that 6 months period, their main task would be to set up for free and fair elections that would lead to the formation of a national and constituent assembly. And the National Council of Resistance of Iran is headed by its president-elect, Mrs. Maryam Rajavi. And she has called for, she has introduced a 10-point plan that highlights the main programs of the National Council of Resistance of Iran that relies on the vote of the people as the only legitimate way to govern. She highlights the fact that there has to be a separation of church and state, freedom of expression, freedom of political parties, gender equality, and freedom of religion, free market economy, supporting peace in the Middle East, endorsing Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and most importantly, non-nuclear Iran. And it was this parliament in exile, this movement that exposed all the major nuclear sites of Iran that led to the inspections of those nuclear sites for the first time by the International Atomic Energy Agency. It also has a lot of support internationally. There's a very strong bipartisan support in the U.S. Congress, both in the House and the Senate, for the NCRI, for the Parliament in Exile. One of the key components, key member organizations within the NCRI is the People's Mujahideen Organization of Iran, also known as the MEK, which is very, very active inside the country. And more than 90% of all the victims of repression in Iran by the Iranian regime actually belong to this movement. And they have been very active in the demonstrations in Iran. Most recently, the demonstrations in 2018, and the Iran regime considers the MEK as being the main engine for organizing and leading the way and showing direction and connecting all the dots throughout the protests. That's why they're the number one target of the Iran regime, both physically, militarily, but also in terms of propaganda. The regime is trying to demonize the opposition. They spend a huge amount of money over the internet and other places to demonize the movement. The regime hasn't been very successful, and the support for the movement and for the desire for change in Iran is growing every day.